Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8 past 2. This is the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCC Radio, and the manager of the Minnesota Twins, Rocco Baldelli, is back with us as he was last year, and we love to have Rocco in studio. The plan is we're going to talk life, music, food, other things, family. First segment, then we'll get to the ball club. We can get Rocco here until about 2:45. We just talked briefly family. You now have a 3-year-old and 2 16-year-olds. How is life different today as we have this conversation compared to a year ago when it's a 2-year-old and 2 6-month-olds?
So I'm speechless. I go home for the off season. Life has changed a lot since the kids have shown up. The babies, they're in charge. That's what I'm finding. My wife is an amazing mother and a mother who loves just being there and being with the kids all day long. I get the off season where I'm home during the season. We're working. Right. Mm-hmm. We're out.
Yep.
I love it. Honestly, I love it. I enjoy planning the day every day. I enjoy watching them do new things every other day. They have personalities that are showing up, and I'm glad that I get a chance to be there with them as they're showing it.
Where is Rocco Baldelli a better dad now than you were a year ago? Because let's be honest, we can prepare for it all we want. We can read all these books. We can watch other people. But the story I tell all the time, when my first boy was born, Hunter, we drove about 100 yards away, and I stopped the car. And my wife, Kathleen, said, "Why'd you stop?" And I go, "Look in the back. What are we going to do? Nobody's coming with us." And you figured out, but you've had so many more experiences in the last year. Where are you a different dad at this point?
Well, I think I'm probably I feel like I'm a different dad every week that I'm home. And the one thing about this that I think I'm changing the most with, my wife is – one thing I'll thank her for probably the most after all this is she has me and I'm at home and I'm used to being on the go and being able to just be there, just spend as much time with my kids as possible – Is something that I want to continue to do over time. Now, I love my job very much. Mm-hmm. I really do. I'm passionate about it. I've been doing it for 25 years since the day I graduated high school. I've been working in professional baseball.
Right.
But if I'm not going to be at the ballpark and catching an occasional live music set somewhere.
Oh, we're going there.
Yeah, I bet. I want to be home with my kids. Yeah. And I don't know if that's how I've changed in the last year. I don't know if I've truly changed that much in the last year, maybe in some small ways. But as time goes on, the one thing that I'm feeling more and more is that I would rather be home with these kids watching them grow up.
All right, Dave, you got to get back to the microphone here because Dave comes up with a music theme. If I suggest a music theme for a proper music, Dave, tell Rocco and Dustin Morris is in here too. Tell these two gentlemen in the audience what you say.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to comment at all on the music. I can when it's played, but I can't say, hey, here'd be a good idea. So tell Rocco what we're playing today.
Well, I know Rocco is perhaps the world's largest Fish fan. So we are playing Fish today, but we are only playing one Fish song. And it just happens to be Runaway Jim because I have the a cut that goes about 28 minutes. So I'm literally just picking different points within that specific version of the song from a concert in 1998. And we're just maybe a minute 30 in, maybe 20 minutes in. Who knows?
Right.
That's all we're doing.
Okay, so then we had a bet. Has Rocco attended a Fish concert this off season? I said yes.
Okay. Did anyone say no?
No.
Okay.
Nobody said no.
Good.
We've all said yes. We've all said yes.
Do we need to set an over-under?
Yes.
Yeah, I attended. I went to Madison Square Garden with a handful of my friends. The band still plays four shows running up to every New Year's Eve. And
yep.
Normally I try to catch a show. I train. I take the train. I take the Amtrak in. I take the regional, not the Acela, because at my station, that's all that really shows up. But I caught a great show. The band is still playing great music. That it's still a tremendous live experience that they put on. And now I would say, like, the deepest, the truest Fish fans could probably listen to that gym, that Runaway Gym, and tell you what show specifically.
Oh, I know that.
And the date that it was from. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to by listening, but I'll be paying attention when you play it.
Okay. I have, one works here, Adam Carter, and then another friend of mine, Patrick Hunt, who are every bit as passionate as you. Then I got about half dozen go casually, and they're the same thing. Like, if you play a song, they'll say the year and the show, and I'm like, you know, there are people I've seen 7-8 times too. I have no idea. Now, Carter went and saw Fish at the Sphere,
mm-hmm.
you know, the much ballyhooed Sphere where I was lucky enough to go last year. I didn't see music. It was related to my son with health issues, but it's stunning. Now, would you want to see Fish at the Sphere?
I think it would be great. Yeah. Honestly, a new venue, a new experience. I appreciate the venues that I get to go see. Maybe not as much as the music, but it's part of the trip. And a lot of the best Fish shows I remember. A lot of it's like looking around and spending time with the people that you're there with, and enjoying the view, you know. And I would say MSG is great because it's probably it's a great place to see music, listen to music. And
it's such a dump in the other parts of that building. But then when you get in the main venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It lifts
packed.
Up.
It shakes. It,
it, it does.
It,
yeah.
The acoustics are good for
phenomenal.
Such a huge
venue.
But that's a good place to see them. But the venue is certainly part of it for me.
You're so busy when you're up here. But do you and you can't say Target Field? Do you have a favorite place to see music here, or can you even jump into that at all during the season?
Very, very rare during the baseball season. A little different than most sports. There's no evenings really off. They're very, very few. So normally try to grab a bite to eat. Normally just get home and try to relax and get ready for the next day, which is a game. The opportunities to see live music during the season, not really. Once in a while, you get lucky. You mm-hmm. might catch something, whether it be here or on the road. But it's hard to have a favorite venue when you can't catch very much.
Which ballpark plays the best music?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I have to say, I mean, Dustin Morse, got to mention his name. He's sitting next to us right now in studio, and you know, he's here. So, you know, I definitely have to say Target Field. But
outside
of Target Field. So we'll likely never hear it again. The Coliseum in Oakland.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a lot of things you could say about the place.
Mm-hmm.
Many things.
Yeah.
But one thing they would bring in is someone that really understood music, and you would not hear the conventional, jock jams songs that we've heard for 20 years. You hear none of that. It was almost like a...
And it's a good cross-section.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And anything stuff you can't even imagine is being played. A lot of songs, I'm not even sure what I'm listening to, but it's good, and it sounds right, and that's what they roll with, and whoever they had in charge over there, they got it.
Well, I shouldn't say this because I work for CCO Radio, but that's how I feel about The Current here in town. I love listening to The Current, and I don't know. Do I know 30% of the songs? Do I know 40%? I don't know. But the other 60%, about half of them, I'm like, what a great tune this is.
Right.
And when I was calling the Wolves for 16 years, I was so happy when it was Arena, when they didn't just go to the same seven songs that I've heard the last year after year after year. Okay, one last item, then we'll pause. This is my running joke with friends of mine who live on the East Coast. I think we have too many East Coast states. I think we need to get rid of Dave. How many states we get rid of on the East Coast?
Well, you want to combine some?
I want to combine.
Yeah.
Rhode Island
and New Hampshire.
Let's get to Rhode Island here. Does that stay? I don't know. Does Rhode Island have to stay as a state, or could you combine with other states?
I mean, it's an incredible character state. I mean, you're talking coastline.
It's a glue state, is what it is. It's a lunch pail
state. Nice. I like that. Tremendous history in the
Maine.
State.
Do we need Maine?
We need New England. Let's keep New
Vermont?
England. New England.
Do we need Vermont?
Oh, you better believe.
I'm not saying
Vermont.
like Delaware? Cut them off and they float out. Yeah, Delaware. Come on, we don't need Delaware, do we?
I won't comment.
Come on,
Delaware.
Put this out there.
How's that?
Rocco Baldo, Twins manager, calls for the elimination of two states. I mean, you want to create some clicks? There we go. All right, let's talk about the team. Including what happened last year, because it's still part of the conversation, the offseason, and what's coming up. Let's not forget that Twins Fest is this weekend. It is a huge weekend for Twins followers to descend on Target Field. It is great. There will be thousands of folks there. The Diamond Awards are Thursday, right? Diamond Awards Thursday. There's all sorts of stuff going on related to the Twins and not far away. You'll hear all the regular season games and plenty of spring training games right here on CCO, the home of the Twins.